this new commandment. Love one another, and by this shall we know ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another.
The topic is love one another. I'll be reading from the New Revised Standard Version Bible, the Message and the New Testament and Psalms, an inclusive version. And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The Bible, Genesis. Jacob sent messengers before him to his brother Esau. The messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to your brother Esau, and he is coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him." Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. And he divided the people that were with him, and the flocks, and herds, and camels, into two companies, thinking, if Esau comes to the one company and destroys it, then the company that is left will escape. And Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, O Lord, who said to me, return to your country and to your kindred, and I will do you good. I am not worthy of the least of all the steadfast love and all the faithfulness you have shown to your servant. Deliver me, please, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I am afraid of him. He may come and kill us all, the mothers with the children. Yet you have said, I will surely do you good and make your offering as the sand of the sea, which cannot be counted because of their number." Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. The man said, "Let me go. It's daybreak." Jacob said, "I'm not letting you go till you bless me." The man said, "What's your name?" He answered, "Jacob." "It's Israel, God wrestler. You've wrestled with God, and you've come through." Jacob named the place Peniel, God's face, because he said, "I saw God face to face and lived to tell the story." Jacob looked up and saw Esau coming with his 400 men. Esau ran up and embraced him, held him tight, and kissed him. And they both wept. Ezekiel, for here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take you out of these countries, gather you from all over, and bring you back to your own land. I'll pour pure water over you and scrub you clean. I'll give you a new heart, put a new spirit in you. I'll remove the stone heart from your body and replace it with a heart that's God-willed, not self-willed. I'll put my spirit in you and make it possible for you to do what I tell you and live by my commandments. You'll be my people. I'll be your God. And this is God's commandment, that we should believe in the name of God's child, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as God has commanded us. And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. While we adore Jesus and the heart overflows with gratitude for what he did for mortals, treading alone his loving pathway up to the throne of glory, in speechless agony, exploring the way for us, yet Jesus spares us not one individual experience. If we follow his commands faithfully, and all have the cup of sorrowful effort to drink in proportion to their demonstration of his love, till all are redeemed through divine love. The soul-inspired patriarchs heard the voice of truth and talked with God as consciously as man talks with man. Jacob was alone, wrestling with error, struggling with a mortal sense of life, substance, and intelligence as existed in matter with its false pleasures and pains. When an angel, a message from truth and love, appeared to him and smote the sinew or strength of his error till he saw its unreality, and truth, being thereby understood, gave him spiritual strength in this pinnacle of divine science. Then said the spiritual evangel, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." That is, the light of truth and love dawns upon thee. But the patriarch, perceiving his error and his need of help, did not loosen his hold upon this glorious light until his nature was transformed. When Jacob was asked, "What is thy name?" he straightway answered, and then his name was changed to Israel, for as a prince he had prevailed and had power with God and with men. The result thus appeared. He had conquered material error with the understanding of spirit and of spiritual power. This changed the man. He was no longer called Jacob, but Israel, a prince of God or a soldier of God who had fought a good fight. Waking to Christ a man, mortals experience suffering. This causes them, even as drowning men, to make vigorous efforts to save themselves. And through Christ's precious love, these efforts are crowned with success. Love enriches the nature, enlarging, purifying, and elevating it. Love for God and man is the true incentive in both healing and teaching. Love inspires, illumines, designates, and leads the way. Right motives give pinions to thought and strength and freedom to speech and action. Love is priestess at the altar of truth. Wait patiently for divine love to move upon the waters of mortal mind and form the perfect concept. Patience must have her perfect work. Each successive stage of experience unfolds new views of divine goodness and love. It should be thoroughly understood that all men have one mind, one God and Father, one life, truth, and love. Mankind will become perfect in proportion as this fact becomes apparent. War will cease, and the true brotherhood of man will be established.
In this very room, there's quite enough love for all of us, and in this very room there's quite enough joy for all of us, and there's quite enough hope and quite enough power for faith and spirit to bloom, for spirit. Is all that's in this room.
Now let's all pray together in silence for a few moments, then join together in praying aloud the Lord's Prayer. This will be followed by a musical interpretation of the Lord's Prayer. Let's pray. And together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.